Okay, so this is a meditation to create and maintain harmony and balance in alignment with humanity's needs in the Ring of Fire Meridian. I'm Jane, and today is the first day of 2019 and a very wonderful, amazing year it's going to be for all of us. So we're going to take a deep breath and just release all dense energy. And now we're going to all chant one Om. Om. So please, in your mind, visualize the Ring of Fire. Now, it's a string of volcanoes and sites of earthquakes around the edges of the Pacific Ocean. It's a horseshoe shape. It's 40,000 kilometers long. There are 452 volcanoes that stretch from the southern tip of South America, Chile and Peru, up along the coast of North America, past Canada, across the Bering Strait, down through Japan and into New Zealand, and several active and dormant volcanoes in Antarctica close the ring. Now, the energy that is in this Ring of Fire Meridian is so powerful that it's able to affect, balance, and realign the ocean currents, weather patterns, and other aspects of the Earth's biosphere that are needed to come into a new and upgraded harmony for humanity's needs. There are a great deal of Earth changes occurring in all directions, not only on the political, but on the geological levels. And the active volcanoes at the moment are in Argentina, Mexico, quite a few in Alaska, Indonesia, Fiji, Vanuatu, the Philippines, and Japan. So in this biorelativity exercise, our focus will be to provide energy stabilization and harmony to the Ring of Fire Meridian. Now, we're going to connect with the Copper Canyon crystal in Mexico. This is a very powerful crystal, and Mexico is itself a very active geological area in the world, very close to Mother Earth, to the inner Earth, and to the primordial energies that are connected with involvement evolution of Earth's crust and energy field. We're also going to connect with the Vulcan Poás crystal in Costa Rica because this discharges blocked energy in Earth's energy channels and it modifies the Ring of Fire to create balance in various areas. We're going to connect with the Lago Puelo crystal in Argentina because it will sustain the work with other crystals to manifest a higher energy. So let us now raise these etheric crystals. And they are now 3 kilometers above their positions in Mexico, Argentina, and Costa Rica. And the three crystals form a triangle to make their work even more powerful. Now, Vulcan Poás and Lago Puelo will be support crystals, supporting the intense energy going into and emanating from the Copper Canyon crystal. So please focus now on your third eye. Using the highest arcane power within you, send directly from your third eye thoughts of healing, balancing, and harmonizing, and send those thoughts into the Copper Canyon Crystal now. The light that is emanating from the Copper Canyon Crystal is being amplified by your powerful thoughts and by your arcane energy. Now stay focused on the Copper Canyon Crystal, and with the second part of your third eye, focus on the Vulcan Poas Crystal and direct your arcane thoughts of healing, balancing, and harmonizing to this crystal. And that energy of arcane power, healing, and stabilization is now doubling as your arcane thoughts go through the Vulcan Poas Crystal directly into the Copper Canyon Crystal. And now with the third part of your third eye, send the same arcane healing thoughts to the Lago Puelo Crystal. It is now reflected from that crystal at a higher amplification, and it goes to the Copper Canyon Crystal. Now the crystals are creating with your arcane power and intention a dialectic spiral of light that is emanating up into the atmosphere. This is a very powerful spiral of light. Being dialectic, it is far beyond what each of us can do individually. And we're in a very powerful group energy field. Now we're going to call for fifth dimensional Omega Light. So we call on Archangel Metatron to align the Iskalia mirror to our energy and our thoughts. And we call for Omega Light. Omega Light. The Omega Light shines through the Iskalia mirror. This beautiful energy from the central sun is coming through the Iskalia mirror, and it's gathering high spiritual light. And that light is now going into the dialectic stream of light going up into the atmosphere. Powerful. Now we need the Ring of Ascension. So we ask the Ring of Ascension to come into the spiral. And the Ring of Ascension will take the energy and place it in all the areas that need support. And now we chant the galactic words for balance and harmony in volcanic activity into the spiral. And if you could all chant these words three times. Ashma Anga, Ashma Anga, Ashma Anga. This great spiral of light that we have created has huge powers of balance, beautiful powers of bringing an energy of stabilization, harmony, and divine healing light, and it is ready to be placed in the Ring of Fire Meridian. Visualize the spiral of light entering the meridian at the tail end of South America and beginning its journey, traveling all along the coastline of Southern, Central, and North America, past Canada, across the Bering Straits and past Alaska, down to Japan, past the Philippines, Fiji, and Indonesia, past Papua New Guinea, and down to New Zealand. The Ring of Ascension will place this dialectic light in all the areas where there is disruption in the tectonic plates, and all areas will receive calm, balance, and harmony. The Arcturians are connecting telepathically with each of you now in your light work, in your desire to send healing and harmony to the Ring of Fire Meridian. With your arcane power, you can simultaneously send light and healing thoughts from your third eye to all the crystals and see this powerful triangular connection of high-frequency healing and stabilizing light, downloading powerful energy into the Ring of Fire Meridian and spreading to all the areas in need of balance. This crystal light is omnidirectional, omnipresent light, and it's being transmitted omnidirectionally around the whole planet, simultaneously bringing in a spiritual light stream of higher dimensional accessibility. This is a wonderful experience for all beings in this deep connective exercise. This bio-relativity healing light is not only activating and helping to heal and stabilize the Ring of Fire, but it's also activating each of you as participants in an international and powerful bio-relativity healing exercise. Each of you feels the power of your third eye and the increased arcane power in your ability to amplify your healing thoughts and healing energies. We are helping to calm the energy down in a miraculous way, in a quantum way. A golden halo of light, a ring of light, is now over the Pacific Rim and in the Ring of Fire Meridian. And we will just have a few moments of silence while we visualize that. We thank the Arcturians, Archangel Metatron. We thank the crystals for their support. We return them with the help from the Arcturians to their positions on the planet. So make sure your focus is back in your body and the room that you're in. Be aware of your breath. Be aware of your energy. And thank you so very much, Starseeds, for this very high-level work for our beloved Earth.